REHDOWG, Random Thoughts. Today I'm going to talk about something that's just been on my mind lately, I guess. Randomly, I don't know. But I want to, I'm mainly talking to two guys who've been raised by their mothers, like I have, single parent family mothers. I'm just wondering about you guys, seeing if you have the same problem. Not really problem, I don't know if I'd call it a problem, but I'm always like in touch with my feelings all the time. I don't know if it's because I was raised by a woman, and I guess I'm always in touch with my feelings and emotions, and it just drives me insane. I'm like, God, am I not supposed to keep my feelings in? I'm supposed to be tough, raw, tough guy. Why am I always just so expressive? I don't know, or animated. You know, like one of my friends, he's always saying, you need to think about yourself. Because he knows, like he said, I bet you if you had $50,000 and I needed it, you'd give it to me and you'd be homeless. And you know what? He's absolutely right. I would. I'm a different animal when it comes to someone that I consider a best friend or close friend, as opposed to everyone else. Everyone else is on the outside. And I don't treat, you know, the people that's on the outside, I don't treat them nowhere near the same as I do people on the inside. It's like, you know, like how you have your inner circle? There's not many in my inner circle, but the ones who are there, boy, it's just like crazy. He's always saying, stop yelling at me. I'm like, I'm not yelling. It's just like, that's just the way I speak. Like, let's say I wanted to put something in a certain spot. I said, could you put that over there? And he'd be like, wait, put it over there in the wrong spot. I said, no, over here. Put it here. And he'd be like, stop yelling. Why you gotta raise? I'm saying, I'm not raising my voice. I'm just expressing myself. Can I express myself? God. It's just, I don't know. So I'm wondering if other guys who've been raised by their mothers, are you the same way? I mean, I'm always in touch with my egos. Damn, you have so much emotion. Why can't you tone it down? I don't think it's possible. But only with my friends and best friends and close friends I do this. I don't show anyone else that side of me. Well, you guys see it because you hear my music and see my videos and all this stuff. But on the, you know, once the cameras are off, I'm pretty much, when you see me, laid back. And just, you know, just laid back. Just a, you know, calm kind of guy. But when I'm with my friends, I'm so animated, because it's like I let all the emotions just burst out like a bubble, you know? So I'm just wondering. And what about you ladies? Any ladies out there who's been raised by just the father? I mean, do you have the opposite effect where you know, bottle up your emotions and, you know, you act tough, you don't want to be appear weak? Sometimes that's how I feel, like I'm appearing weak, but the good thing is I only show my close friends and my best friends this stuff, so, and they don't judge me saying I'm weak or whatever. They know how I am already, so unless you get me mad, then that's different. When I'm angry, I can't hide any emotions. If you make me angry, I'll explode on you. It's just no hiding that. I can't hide it. I'll just get the eyes like, you know, that stare down. And once, that's it. It's game over. Game over once that happens. Game over. But no, I'm really wondering if any other guys who's been raised by just the mom, are you always in touch with your, I guess, feminine side? I don't know what else to call it. And, you know, you always show emotions and you don't really keep it inside. You let your emotions out. And what about you? Like I said, you ladies who've been raised by just a dad, do you not show your emotions? How do you handle that stuff? I'm just curious about this stuff. Because I wish I could tone it down. I wish I could just, but I just can't do what he's telling me to do. I mean, he's right. I need to think about myself, because his point of view is that, how am I going to help others before I help myself? I should help myself before I can help others. And he's absolutely right on that. Instead, I'm opposite. Well, only when it comes to, like I said, close friends or someone that I really care about, I will help them first before I help myself. And he's right, that's not the way to go. So I'm gonna have to work on that. And he also said something else that made sense. He said that I'm always concerned about people's feelings that I shouldn't be concerned about. They're way in the past and they done me so much wrong and stuff, but I still kind of worry about them, you know. I'm not sure how to explain it, but he's right about that. I should just, you know, clear it out of my mind and just stay focused, do what I have to do, move on, you know. That's what I need to do. But opening up, that's not, he thinks I should be more willing to open up to people, but I'm not gonna do that because, you know, I had so much hurt in the past. I'm not gonna just open up to people and then it happens all over again. I'm not gonna do it. I refuse to do it. I could count two persons that I would feel that we'll be friends until one of us dies. Only two. And that's all I have right now. That's all I want to let in. I don't like letting in a lot of people because I've tried that route before and I didn't get me far. I'd rather just have just enough on one hand where I could count on and they could count on me and I could count on them. Like he's always saying, I'll help you move, but you know, I just don't want to bother him. I know he tells me, it's no bother, I'll help you move or whatever. Because I'm definitely moving, folks. I am not staying here. I cannot stay here any longer. Hopefully I could do it before winter hits. But I just don't want to bother him. I know it's no bother. I know it's no bother. Just like if he needed me to do something, I'd be there. I think, like I told him before, I'm more willing to give help, and it's hard for me to accept help. Are you like that? Is it hard for you to accept help, but you'd easily help, you know, give help? That's a problem I've always had. I just love helping, well, friends and close friends, best friends, etc. But when it comes to accepting help, it really, really is tough. I mean, you have to really know me. And if you know I need the help, you just give it to me without me asking. I think that's the only way I'll take it. It'll be really hard for me to say, look, yo, I really need your help. I mean, I'll do it. But I just don't like to impose, especially, you know, you got your fiance and you got your child. I'm not gonna wanna bother you. I mean, you got a family and things to do. I don't really wanna bother you, although I know it's no bother, but you know what I'm saying. That's just me. Eventually though, I'll mellow out and I'll, you know, if I really, really need the help, I probably will ask him and stuff. But I'd rather, like he goes, I would rather take the rich way out and hire a moving crew. It's not that I'm trying to take the rich way out. Don't be like that, yo. It's not that. It's just that I don't want to bother you. So I'd rather pay a moving crew. I know what you're saying, though. I could use the extra door, obviously, because I definitely need new furniture and stuff. But we'll see. I'm still in the preliminary, preliminary stages. Spit it out. Still in that stages, but I'm really gotta stop procrastinating and just. He told me, why don't you just have a tag sale, like, get rid of all the stuff I don't want to take. Like, I have hundreds of DVDs, maybe I should put them on Craigslist or something and sell them for $2 a piece or whatever. That's a good idea. I have tons of movies. Think I'll do that. That's a good idea, D. Good looking out. Think I will do that. See what else I could do. But, yeah, I guess I'd like to hear from you guys to know. Are you guys like that? Do you show too much emotions? Well, the single guys who were raised by a mother, do you show too much emotions? And girls who were raised by dad, do you show little emotions? Because I'm always like having these mood swings. He goes, damn, you have so much mood swings. Like he just knows it's just crazy. I hate it, cause he'll say, when you're upset at me, you'll do certain things, do this and do that. And he was pointing out all the things. I was like, oh man, this is like insane. But anyway, that's just how I am. Too much emotions. Can't just. But isn't it better that I let them out than to bottle them up inside? I think it's worse to bottle them up inside. I mean, if I have stress now, imagine if I bottle up everything inside, it'd be even worse. What would happen? You know? So let me know. Let me know what's going on. What's going down? It's going down. Yeah. Projects. What do I have cooking right now? Not too much projects. I mean, all these random thoughts, they're going to be on DVDs pretty soon. If you go to rehdowg.com, click on DVD stores, you'll find my music videos in there. Random thoughts are going to be in there pretty soon. So I got that going on. What else? You can listen to a lot of my music tracks. You know, click on music player. I put a lot of tracks, some exclusive tracks that you only hear there. What else? I'm working on an album, but slowly. I'm not sure the direction I wanted to go in yet, so I'm still working on that. But I'm mostly trying to concentrate on moving. I really, really need to move. It's just like Dee was saying, I gotta make myself happy. And moving is gonna make me happy, so I gotta concentrate on moving. That's absolutely right. So give me a call and let me know if you guys feel the same way as far as if you're raised by a single mother. Do you have lots of emotions that you show? And do women like that? Or do they like the more macho guy who don't show much feelings? What do you think? Get at me. Till next time.